If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA, San Francisco, California. So many different ways of listening to this show, but it is the only hour all week that we talk video games. And it's not just sports video games, it's all video games. If you're a neophyte, a newbie, or you're a hardcore gamer, anywhere in between, the show is for you. You are my unpaid correspondents. I say that because if I could play video games 24/7 with a clockwork orange, metal hooks keeping my eyeballs open, I still wouldn't be able to play everything. And plus, my tastes aren't exactly the same as yours. So what do you like? What is underhype? What's overhype? What do you not like? Let's talk about it together. There's a toll-free line. How convenient. That's right. We'll pay for the call. 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-7529 to talk about video games with me and your fellow Americans and Canadians and Mexicans and everyone else in North America listening on the radio waves. Also, we are proud to be on the American Forces Radio Network, privileged to be on that storied franchise, 500 outlets, 177 countries. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We also are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there and click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. You'll do that to win the brand new game that I'll give away at 40 after, just over a half hour. Also, to request a cheat code, I do at the end of the show. If you have an older game you need a cheat code, let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. We're also on SB Nation and SBNationLive.com and SiriusXM 211 in progress. That is the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on SiriusXM as well. So I'll let you know what's new this week, what's coming out on shelves and the top shelf, and then the other ones get moved down a little bit cheaper as well. And your calls as well. New releases, giving a game away, cheat codes, it's video games. We have less than an hour. Let's get it in and get heard. Come on back on VGR.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you, Dan, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. This is the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, and you may participate. Questions, comments, or concerns, come on in at 1-800-878-PLAY. How are you right now? Are you in a relationship with a game? Meaning, that's all you're playing. Are you a free agent? Are you looking for something to sink your teeth into? I'm more of the... of that type of gamer. I'd rather have something to just sort of like, you know, like a Skyrim or a Fallout, just like every time I play, it's that. It had been a while since I had played Call of Duty. I guess it's in Season 4. And this weekend, I just fell off the Call of Duty wagon. No shame in that, but I played the hell out of it. And I'm level 258. And when I look around at everybody else playing, they're level, whatever, 800. There are a few people behind me. But the thing is that, you know, the thing about, I always liked the Battlefield games better, and still they started getting into the theater of the absurd. Like Battlefield 1, Battlefield 4, Battlefield Bad Company 2, all three of those games are three of my probably top five games ever. It's the realism, but Call of Duty is more arcade. Like, you'll see a guy who looks like Jigsaw. Now they have these cross cooperatives. You can have a guy who looks like Messi or Neymar. You can have a Brie Larson wearing a, Roman white dress. I don't know what's going on. It's Call of Duty. What do you want? But the thing that I find amazing is the micro transactions, which are not that micro. When you pay $20, that's not micro. You know, if you pay 75 cents to get pink zebra stripes on your Mac 10, okay. But the thing is, and the reason why I have never paid a penny, is that you get a million guns and you earn so much stuff and so many free guns and free characters and outfits. And if you want a guy with a skull face, you have it. If you want anything, man, woman, it doesn't matter. It's all free. But I feel like when I played Call of Duty now, I'm one of like 5% of the people who doesn't fork out. Now, I'm not trying to like cap on people who do that. If Call of Duty is your like main thing you do, what's $20? You know, in San Francisco, $20 doesn't even buy you two beers, which is a shame. It hasn't for a long time. I mean, at Safeway it does, but not in a bar. So, and you think, what's $20 if I get to have a cowboy hat and a bare chest and I get all this, you know, a cool dog tag and I can do a cool, you know, mock people with, then that's fine. The thing I don't get is just like, there's just too, you already get so much free stuff. Now, if they gave you like Barney Fife with a six shooter and that was the only character you got free, and then it's like if you pay $20 you can get this kick butt guy, and the only time, remember I said I didn't pay for these outfits, but several battlefields ago, I want to say it was Battlefield 4, which was one of the first games on the PS4 in 2013, hard to believe that was 10 years ago. And I earned everything. And then because of the way it was worded, and I'll take the blame for it. I'd love to say it was DICE or EA that ruined it. But because of the way it was worded, it said, if you pay, and this was after the game was out for a few years, so it's like 2015, 2016. It said, if you pay, I think it was $15, I thought it said, you can carry everything. And that's the thing. Like, so many times I'd be somewhere and I wish I had a Laws rocket, or I wish I had a Pila to shoot down a chopper. I wish I had anti-tank mines, or, man, if I could just switch to a sniper rifle right now. But, you know, you have your loadout, and if you go overkill, you've got something secondary that's good and maybe two frags and, you know, whatever, a couple health kits. And I played so much and I thought, man, for $15, I could have my entire arsenal at my disposal. That would like completely change the game, because how many times did I come up against a tank and I don't have any anti-tank weapons? You know, I've got a shotgun and a 9mm pistol, right? So I made the purchase and then it said, there you go, you've unlocked everything. I'm like, wait, what? I had already unlocked everything. So it was redundant and it was $15 down the crapper. And if I was a real one of those people, I would have probably complained. But I'm like, I you know, if I paid $100, maybe I didn't know. And it was too late by then. But whenever you, and they do this on purpose, they are so good. Not just Call of Duty, but a lot of these games with progression, they just addict you. And they're like, you're almost there. And then you get, what happens when I get this, you know, light machine gun to level 12? Oh, now you have a new underbarrel handle. Helps the stability and the aiming. You're like, ooh, well then what's the next one? Oh, now you have overpressured frangible ammunition. Causes the enemy to flinch. And you're like, oh. Well, then, and then next thing you know, it's 2:45 in the morning, which was me last night. And it's funny because if I put down Call of Duty for 3 months and then I think, oh, I can't get back into all that. All it takes is like 5 minutes. It's almost like, luckily, knock on wood, I've never been addicted to any substances, but I would just imagine, like, you just get a taste of it, you know? It's like my friend who goes to Alcoholics Anonymous, and he just sometimes wants to smell my beer, and I'm like, don't sip it. He goes, I don't want to sip it. I just want to smell it. I'm like, okay. But you just get the smell of Call of Duty, and the next thing you know, you've spent an entire weekend. When I say you, I'm looking into a mirror. You play the whole game, and it is addictive. And it's you know, silly is the word, like I said, when you have these just... I would be more embarrassed to have these ludicrous outfits. Like, in a way, because this is the thing, you never see yourself. So let's say you paid to be Jigsaw. When I'm fighting Jigsaw, I'm like, yikes, that is scary. It's creepy, especially when Jigsaw comes with like a butcher knife, right? And then, but you never see yourself. It's a first-person shooter. Yes, Rick, we know. But you never see yourself. So you're paying all this money, and then, like, what is the feedback? You know, I guess maybe if you get together with your friends and then you go into a lobby and it's a 6-on-6 and it's 6 Jigsaws. But here's the thing. Unlike Battlefield, where you have different uniforms, you could be fighting against a Jigsaw that's on the other team. That's the other thing that's kind of maddening about Call of Duty. I thought that guy was on my team. No, they have a couple Jigsaws too. Oh, okay. That's the guy from Saw, if you don't know. All right. Has the show started yet? Oh, it has. We just did a full segment. Okay. We'll take a break. We'll come on back. Lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, nice to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, I'll be giving away a brand new game. And the way you win it, I'm going to ask a very easy, easy-peasy, lemon-squeezy little question. And then all you got to do is just pop on the old email and reply, and the second correct answer wins. And you may ask, why second correct answer? Because I always feel like the first person who does it, people are like, ah, somebody already got it. But then if I say the 39th correct one, first of all, I might not get 39 emails right. And secondly, somebody's like, that's too weird. Anyway, as we are in the midst of a strike with the writers in Hollywood and now SAG-AFTRA's helping them, there are some comic cons that are taking place without a lot of stars in them. But one of the things as it affects the video game industry, and one of the reasons behind the strike, is that everybody's a little bit scared about artificial intelligence and making writers and actors' jobs redundant. And that a writer, you know, you could literally have AI write a script. I don't know how good it would be, probably better than Porky's 5, but not great. And then also they can take an actor now or actress and get their facial recognition and make I don't know if you saw the new Indiana Jones, what they're able to do with a young looking Harrison Ford. We've come a long way since The Irishman, when Robert De Niro looked like he was 80 in World War II. But if they threw enough makeup on him and slick back dark hair, they thought maybe he would look 23. And he looked 73 at the youngest. But we've come a long way. And then outside of the video game world, which is above my pay grade, AI might decide to shut down the Earth. We'll see. You do not compute. But I bring it up because there was an article in the BBC that Dr. Richard Wilson in England says that artificial intelligence will lead to more jobs in the video game industry. What? Yes. He said AI will reduce the cost of making games and speed up the process. Yes. Well, I mean, video games have been using forms of AI for decades. But the whole, you know, latest deal about the creation concern is that it's going to cost jobs, and it's going to create a lot of legal issues. In other words, you know, I acted in that thing for a half hour, and you've been using my face and my voice for three more movies. And here's the thing. Somebody will always do it. And I'm not saying they're a scab, but it's like, hey, how about this? We'll give you $50,000, and then we can make 10 more movies with your face. Somebody will be like, sounds good to me. It's not like everybody's like, nah, I'm out. That doesn't sound very good. But even in the 1980s, when players would put their coins in the old arcade machine to play Pac-Man or what have you, you know, you could say, well, it was a type of AI that told the ghost to hunt down players. Well, yeah, but it's not really AI as we understand it. Those are if-then statements. I don't know if you learned basic like I did in the 80s. 1980s, I said. More official that way, I guess. But there's just if-then statements. If I move it this way, then this does that. It's not thinking for itself. You know, is it making decisions? No, it's not a decision. As far as to me, my semantic definition of what a decision is where it's just you have complete free will. And maybe you make your decision on the basis of a lot of knowledge and or not. Or you could know the right thing to do and make the bad decision, you know, or the wrong decision, what have you. So to say that that's artificial intelligence, it's not. But to quickly create hundreds of pages worth of scripts, voice background characters, and draw thousands of pieces for art in minutes would be a game changer for the industry. And it would allow game studios to make routine aspects of game development automated and then use that space to be more creative and focus on other areas. So this guy Wilson said, reducing the overall cost of development will mean more game studios and will mean more jobs. Aha, well, that's the rub, as they say. It'll be more jobs because there'll be more studios, just less jobs for actors. Aha. Now, Guy Gadney is one of the co-founders of Charisma.ai. It's a technology platform that allows generative AI techniques to be used in games. He thinks it will give makers a new way of telling stories, and it all comes down to how computer-controlled characters can interact with a player. Instead of a handful of pre-prepared lines that are just popped out at random, AI will allow the characters to quote-unquote think and respond more intelligently depending on the story that has been written for them and what type of behavior they're assigned. Yadney says, in games, players are often running through three-dimensional environment. We want people to stop and engage more. We want players to have deep dives in moments where they sit and have natural conversations with characters. Previously, this happened by giving you four conversation choices on screen, which is very limited. It's only an illusion of choice. We want more than that. Do we? I'm going to go ahead and say, not really. Has anybody played a game where they loved talking to everyone in the village? It's usually a pain, right? Usually I like it better when they say, go to Fred's bar and talk to Annette. She'll be by the jukebox. And then Annette says, yeah, I'll give you this new shotgun if you go into the mountains and bring back this diamond ring. And there's a dragon guarding it. I'll see you in an hour. Then going in and then talking to every... And now sometimes you'll talk, like every single guard you'll talk to and it'll just be like, then it'll just repeat the same thing. I'm guarding the king, whatever. But if you want to unlock the potential of NPCs to change games by telling stories, allowing players to interact with what's in front of them, this is like saying... This guy Gadney would be like saying, when I walk into the Gap and a teenager goes, hi, welcome to the Gap. You either ignore that person. If you're nice, you kind of wave and say, hey, how's it going? But I guess what we do now is just say, how are you? How's your day going? Be like George Costanza. Would you like a chair? Where were you raised? What's your favorite color? Do you like Chinese food? What are your favorite dishes? Do we want that? But Charisma.ai is working with Time Warner. It's working with DreamWorks. It's working with Sky in England. about how this technology might work in the forms of storytelling. So this Dr. Tommy Thompson has a dedicated YouTube channel for AI and gaming, and he's excited. He says, who owns the copyright? With image generation, for example, there's several ongoing lawsuits where people are asking if their art was used as the basis for image creation and was appropriate consent given. If you're generating assets for your game using some AI platforms, then you don't know any of that copyright on a legal basis. If you were to ship that game, anyone could use those assets and put them in another game, and there'd be zero legal basis to stop them. The law says, well, actually, you didn't own any copyright there. Huh. I don't know if that's true. But in a statement to the BBC, David Wood, the Yuki CEO, said, the video games industry is always at the cutting edge of technology, so we are already using AI in many areas, including production art interaction with in-game characters and community management to create even more exciting and engaging experiences for our players. Look, AI saves studios money and potentially can make better games, which means they make more money. And so what do you expect video game developers to say? AI sucks and we really want to, you know, drag somebody in here, go through all the pages of script, have them voice everything, you know, like Toast of London. Yes, do all that, pay them, and then go back when we can just sit here and I can press a button and this all gets done, and I can do it in any voice. I can do it in Michael Caine or Sean Connery, or I can do any voice I want. I don't have to hire those people. I don't think you can hire Sean Connery anymore. But Michael Caine, right? So what we need, you know, this is sort of like NIL in college sports. It's the Wild West, and every day it just seems to shift. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'll give away a brand new game. We'll talk about new releases as well. And if you'd like to chime in at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SELL-FAST is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us wherever you're listening. In this great land of ours, okay, foreign land. American Forces Radio Network, Sirius XM 211, Dan Patrick Channel, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, SB Nation, Sports Byline, the whole spiel. Kit, caboodle, gamut. All right, it's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a brand new game. And I have a really good one here. For the Nintendo Switch, it is Pikmin 4, which just came out 2 days ago, rated E10+. As I mentioned on the Switch, this is getting nines across the board from all reviewers. Let me give you the summary. Deploy the Pikmin once again in this planned fourth entry into Nintendo's unique take on strategy and adventure gaming, where intrepid spacemen command the combined services of these useful creatures called Pikmin to scavenge the land for materials and battle fierce enemies. And this has co-op play, two-player, local, offline versus. This is all resting on the Unreal Engine 4, which is fitting since it's Pikmin 4. My question is, what would be a good name for the sequel of this game? I wouldn't say it would be John Madden 2025. That wouldn't be a good name. What would be a good name for the sequel of Pikmin 4? Because like Pikmin 3, a good sequel would be Pikmin 4. Just let me know. Rick@sportsbyline.com. And the game published and developed by Nintendo will be on its way. By the way, developed technically by Nintendo Entertainment Analysis and Development, EAD. And Pikmin will be on its way to you. Pick you. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Ubisoft. They are canceling what they call unused Ubisoft accounts and will disable any user's access to their purchased games. According to a user on Twitter, they received an email from Ubisoft warning that they should not click a link, and said in the email they would stop the account suspension. The account, including all the purchased games, would be inaccessible after a certain period. In response, Ubisoft wrote on Twitter, "We just wanted to chime in that you can avoid the account closure by logging into your account within 30 days and select the cancel account closure link contained in the email." So then people went, "What?" So then Ubisoft claimed that due to GDPR regulations, the company is required to close inactive accounts to comply with local data protection legislation. Ubisoft said, "This is only if we have strong reasons to believe that the account in question will remain unused." Huh. Well, here's the thing. For added content, Ubisoft can be required under certain data protection laws, such as the GDPR, to close any inactive accounts if they deem that the data is no longer necessary for their collection. So Ubisoft said, we won't close any account unless they've been inactive for at least 4 years. And so then I thought, how long has it been since I played a Ubisoft game? I know it hasn't been 4 years, but Ubisoft also claims that it won't delete account with purchases attached to it for another 4 years. So, I mean, it's just the email has further highlighted the issues surrounding DRM and digital games in a digital ecosystem. It's entirely at a company's discretion when or when they want to terminate an account with very little recourse, it would seem. And we saw that on the Nintendo store for the Wii U games recently and some Game Boy games. I've had it happen with games that I had been playing on the PS3 and then going back and couldn't believe people are still playing. There are some games that are old, and just for fun, I went on multiplayer and I was the only one in the lobby, but it seemed like the server was still there. But they get to a certain point, like there's no guarantee. These games that keep on giving, you know, it used to be you would pay $50 for a game. If you're lucky and it didn't stink, you would finish it, and then you're like, you know, what'd you get out of it? 20, 30, 40 hours if you're lucky. And then that's it. And then you could replay it again. You didn't get this DLC. In the beginning, when they started doing DLC, they would call it like the season pass. Now it's just assumed when you pay $69.99 that you're going to be getting the DLC. And so they try to get you on the way in. They go, well, you don't really want to buy the $69.99. You want to buy the cool Coolio pack or the Snoop pack. And for $89, you'll get early access and you'll have these skins and you'll have this character. And then if you get the super duper $120 I'm so cool kit, then you're going to get a toy. Remember, Call of Duty would do that every year. 1 year, it was this, actually Killzone one time came out and there's like this big helmet with the skull guy in it and his eyes would light up. I remember they sent one of those to me, but, one time Call of Duty was the RC car, except there was no C4 on it. Another time it was NVGs, night vision goggles. And everyone's like, the funny thing was, and I never got them, but the thing people said was like, these are like a toy. You think you're going to get military grade night vision goggles for paying $120? Yeah, it's like you can go outside and maybe you can see 10 feet in front of you, and it's kind of a fun little thing. But I thought it was kind of hilarious when people complained. It's like, I can't use these on any type of firefight mission when I'm at a forward observation post. Yeah, it came with a video game. It's fun. But Ubisoft has been publishing a lot of digital-only titles, and they decided to pull those titles from sale. Even having them in your digital account is not a completely reliable way to preserve them because they can just close the account. Now, the Video Game History Foundation, in partnership with the Software Preservation Network, has recently claimed, I talked about this a few shows ago, they have claimed recently that 87% of video games released in the United States are quote-unquote critically endangered. The Spotted Owl... No, video games. I think endangered is the wrong word, but I don't know another word that's better, so let's just go with that right now. But I remember several game developers conferences ago, I remember seeing a talk, and it was about the shiny disc. Will the shiny disc survive? And they're like, yes, the shiny disc. That's what I kept calling it. The shiny disc will survive. Well, I don't know if you've ever been to England, but there's a place called Tesco, which has sort of taken over as the number one supermarket there, beating out places like Sainsbury's and Iceland and some other places. They are a colossal chain, and they have 2,800 stores. You think about how big England is. Be like a big state here in America. But 2,800, and you go into gas stations and there's a Tesco. But I bring them up because they announced this weekend that they're not going to put video games in their stores anymore. And they called it, quote, contributing to the spiraling death of physical software. Well, that sounds a bit dramatic. But yes, they're phasing out PlayStation, Nintendo, and Xbox games immediately, meaning once they've sold out, there'll be no more. And so some people have rushed to see if maybe they're going to be discounted, but they're not. But they do say, it's not like we're not going to sell video games. We're not that dumb. Oh, we'll sell video games, but we're going to sell them digitally. And so it's going to be the little cards, right? And last month, the four biggest releases in the UK, which were Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 16, Street Fighter 6, and F1 23 sold 18% of their copies at retail. That means 82% bought it digitally. Now, I will always prefer the physical copy for two reasons. Number one, I can lend it to somebody or I can sell it. But the biggest reason is, who has a hard drive that can store all these games? And one of the things that stinks about the PS5, and I can't believe this is true, and the PS4 dominates the PS5 in this category, is that the PS4, I put on an external hard drive, and it acted just like the hard drive. And it would just pull the game I want right off. And the PS5, it's like, well, you can store stuff on it, but then you got to delete it, and then you got to load it back in, and then you can play it. It won't play right off the external hard drive, which is lame. So, but look, whatever which way these things are going to trend, that's which way they're going to go. All right. All's well that ends. I don't know if I had a ending to that. Let's take a look at the new releases. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Off-Road Mechanic Simulator for the PC. Space Cats Tactics. This is an indie RPG strategy for the PC. A couple more PC games. The Ninja Saviors, Return of the Warriors, an action beat-em-up, and Time Bandit Part 1, an adventure game for the PC. Hogwarts Legacy will finally make it to the Switch. It's an action RPG. Controversial. Lots of controversy. Mr. Run and Jump, a platformer on every system. Remnant 2, a shooter on the PC, the X and the S, and the 5. Supreme Ruler 2030, simulation strategy on the PC. On the Switch, This Way Madness Lies, an RPG. Xuan Wan's Sword, Mists Beyond the Mountains, an RPG. On the personal computer. Double Dragon Gaiden Rise of the Dragons action adventure beat 'em up roguelite is on all the systems except PC. Koa and the Five Pirates of Mara, an action adventure indie, also on all the systems except PC. Here's some more PC games. How about Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart? Yes, it finally makes it on the personal computer. Delivery Inc., a casual simulation strategy game. Let's School, a simulation game for the PC. That'd be the last thing I'd want to play, but you never know. It might be really fun. Lunacy, Saint Rhodes, first-person puzzle survival game on the PC. A couple of new games for your phone, Mac and iOS. Master of Knights, Seven Trials, a card RPG strategy game, and Return to Monkey Island, action, adventure, puzzle, trivia. Pixel Junk Scrappers Deluxe, action beat-em-up on the Switch, the 4, the PC, and the 5. And finally, Puzzles for Clef, a platformer on the PC. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on the video game review for the cheat code.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. And closing things out in our customary fashion by doing a cheat code giveaway. Just ask me. Come on up and ask or send me an email. rick@sportsbyline.com. This one here is from Craig. He's like, Rick, going back in the day to help me with Super Mario Kart time trial, how do I unlock on SNES? Thanks. Yes, the original Super Mario Kart on the Super Nintendo, the one that started it all. And there's one particular circuit that stands out, the Special Cup. To access it in the time trials, select your racer, then push left on the pad to move the cursor beside the Mushroom Cup. Then press LR, LR, LL, RR, A, and the Special Cup will appear just below the Star Cup. Once again, go to the time trials, select your car, then push left on the pad to move the cursor beside the Mushroom Cup, then press LR, LR, LL, RR, A. Of course, that's left and right. You'll see the Special Cup just below the Star Cup, and then you'll be on your way. Thanks for the emails. Keep them coming. rick@sportsbyline.com. You can email me throughout the week, too, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world. Otherwise, I will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat station. And we'll do it again right here on the Video Game Review.